Jordan's response to the grisly death of its fighter pilot at the hands of ISIS was swift and severe. At dawn this morning, two inmates in a Jordanian prison were hanged. One, the woman who was wanted by ISIS in a prisoner exchange. Here's NPR's Alice Fordham.
There's only one story on Jordan's state TV today. Montages of the pilot Muaz al-Kasasba play between segments of officials vowing solidarity with his family, swearing that ISIS is criminal and un-Islamic, and that Jordan will have revenge. King Abdullah appeared in a traditional headdress.
Istishhad al-tayyar, al-shahid al-batal, Muaz al-Kasasba.
Kasasba is a hero, a martyr, he said, and he called for the country to stand together. Then, more mourning news. Two longtime prisoners were executed at dawn. Sajida al-Rishawi, a female would-be suicide bomber at the heart of a hostage negotiation with ISIS, and Ziad al-Karboli, said to be an al-Qaeda associate convicted of killing a Jordanian. The Kasasba family, which had been in the capital Amman while they waited for news, has gone to their village in the south. Many people are expected to pay their respects today in a gathering that could become a focal point for a swirling national debate. The capture of Kasasba in December highlighted many Jordanians' deep ambivalence about the country's participation in the US-led war against ISIS. The Kasasba family told NPR last month they believed their son should not have been attacking fellow Muslims who had not struck Jordan. Last night, crowds of people gathered in the capital. Some shouted that the king is a friend of America. They meant it as an insult. President Obama has worked to gain the support of Sunni leaders against the Sunni extremists of ISIS, but only four Arab countries joined the coalition, and the New York Times reports this morning that one of them, the United Arab Emirates, suspended its operations in December after Kasasba's capture. But public opinion in Jordan seems mixed. Some want revenge against ISIS. The pilot's death by immolation was exceptionally gruesome. Even a prominent hardline cleric known as Abu Sayyaf, reached by phone, condemned the group's actions. It's not whether killing him was right or wrong, he said. It's the way they did it. Alice Fordham, NPR News.